As I was seeking the Lord, something came to me. I thought, wow, I've never seen it in that arena. And he shared with me about, you know, we're not only pressing through time, but there's another arena that we're advancing to. You know, time doesn't stop. Though we're not bound by space and time, because we're eternal, and we've already started our eternal life. But in this, we are still moving because time is moving. Time doesn't go backwards, it goes forward. Has everybody got it? The only one who can go back in time is the Lord, because he's omnipresent. That means past, present, and future. But again, there's something very powerful. As you are established in the present, we don't realize that we're already in our future. And as he establishes you in the present, he fixes your past and prepares your future. But see, we have this carnal mindset about time. And everything is time, because everything is coordinated with time. That's what keeps things together. People are on time. Everything is associated with time and hours, and it's an area where they keep things in order in this realm. But when we enter the other realm, it's not about time, because everything is already in order. We are in order. We don't have to worry about time. Oh man, be there. You already know that when you need to be there, you're there. Because we won't be bound by space and time in that arena. And I sense the Spirit share with me about the urgency that time was running out. And he began to give me something very profound, and I've never really seen it in that arena. So I want to discuss it with you tonight, and it starts at Luke 16. Luke 16. Luke 16 and verse 13. Luke 16 and verse 13. Is everybody there? Would you read this together with me, please? No servant can serve two masters. Are you a servant of the Lord? Then you can't serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. In other words, you cannot serve God and money. Because the ruler of this world operates things in controlling people with money. That's why his greatest weapon is deception and his power is fear. In verse 14, now the Pharisees, who were lovers of money, also heard of these things, and they derided him. And he said to them, you are those who justify yourselves before men, but God knows your hearts. For what is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. The law and the prophets were until John. Since that time, the kingdom of God has been preached, and everyone is pressing into it. Everyone say, pressing into it. Now, is the kingdom of God a lie or a truth? It's a truth. So what are they pressing into? Truth. And that was one of the things that the Spirit began to share with me, because we know that time is running out, but there's something that's happening. We are actually pressing into truth. No matter who, whether people are a believer or unbeliever, everybody is pressing into truth. Does everybody got it? That doesn't mean that they believe the truth. Why? Because everything is headed towards truth. Everybody got it. We are headed towards truth. So, all, you know, everybody's going to know the truth, aren't they? Because we are pressing into truth right now. It's constant. Why? Because we that are eternal are already in our future. It doesn't mean that everything is being fulfilled in the future yet, but we are already pressing in. We are pressing into truth. In other words, we are always moving towards truth, whether a person believes it or not. Is everybody okay? Go to John 14. John 14 and verse 1. Is everybody okay? Are you getting this? So truth is what? Light, isn't it? So we are constantly pressing into truth, and we are pressing towards light. And John 14 and verse 1, let not your heart be what? Troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a what? Place for you. Where's he going to prepare a place for us? That's in the what? It's considered what we call the future, isn't it? In other words, when everything, when we go, there'll be a place prepared for us. It is pressing into truth. And if I go prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And where I go, you know, and the way you know. And Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you're going. And how can we know the way? And Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no one comes to the Father except for through me. Understand this. He spoke of himself as the tabernacle. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And that is an area where people are pressing in, aren't they? Through the tabernacle, into the tabernacle. So there's the outer court, the holy place, and the most holy place. So we're constantly pressing into truth. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And we know that truth is life, isn't it? We are pressing into the truth, a place of truth. Again, time goes forward, not backwards. So we are pressing into truth. Even though we know truth, we're still pressing into the ultimate truth. Go to Romans 8. Romans 8:18. For I consider that the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Now, when will that glory be revealed in us? When we have entered or pressed into the truth. For the earnest expectation of creation eagerly waits for the revealing of the sons of God. Why? Because we're pressing, we're getting closer and closer to the ultimate truth. For the creation was subjected futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it in hope. Because the creation itself also be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. So we know that even God's creation eagerly waits and is pressing into truth. Has everybody got this? We are pressing into truth. Every second, every moment that passes by, we are close, getting closer and closer to the revealing of the ultimate truth. So all those people who have been denying the truth and so forth will eventually, regardless of what, they are pressing into the truth, whether they are a believer or not. Has everybody got it? For we know that the whole creation, what? Groans and labors with birth pains together until now. Not only that, but we also who have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, eagerly waiting for the adoption, the redemption of our body. For we were saved in this hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For why does one still hope for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we eagerly wait for it with what? Perseverance. Or what? In other words, we are pressing in. Everyone say, I'm pressing in. I am pressing into truth. Hallelujah. All creation is pressing into truth. All the universe, everything God created is pressing into truth. We are headed into the ultimate truth. We are pressing in more and more. Every moment, every second, every breath that is taken here on this realm is getting closer and closer to the ultimate truth. Where even though at this point in time, in this realm, we see things in part. Things are prophesied in part. But when he is revealed, everything will be completed and we will be all the way in to the ultimate truth and everything will be fulfilled. And where we go from there, no man knows. So all creation is pressing into the truth. The end result of all mankind's question of what is truth will be revealed. But truth isn't what it is. Truth is who he is. See, people are trying to find what the truth is. Well, the truth isn't a what. The truth is a person. The truth is Christ Jesus. See, so we are actually pressing into him, the ultimate truth of everything. And as we continue to get closer and closer, things become more and more brighter. But why? Because as we're pressing into truth, more and more light is shining. It's causing all kinds of things to happen in this realm. That's why you're going to see storms, tornadoes. That's why the word tells us that in the latter days, there'll be pestilence. There'll be all kinds of things. Why? Because everything is going to come to the surface that was hidden. It can no longer hide because we're pressing into truth. And light is truth, but light is him. So the closer we are pressing into the ultimate reality of all truth that ever was and that will ever will be, every second, every moment that's passing away here, more and more light is exposing. Does everybody get this? So you're going to see more demonic forces come to the surface. You will find more and more things that were hidden to come to light. There'll be more atmospheric things. There'll be more weather things. You know, look at what just happened in Australia. It's phenomenal. They showed some videos. I was watching a tennis match, and they were showing videos of Australia. Terrible. I mean, miles and miles and miles of floods still today over the roof of their homes. It was worse than a Katrina. It's incredible. Go to John 1. Remember, truth isn't a what, it's a who. What's the truth? Let me introduce you to him. See, even though I might have been told the truth, see, when you want to know truth, you want to know Jesus. Because he is the truth. In John chapter 1, in verse 14, would you read it with me? It says, "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of what? Grace and truth." So we see here from that point on, eternal truth, which is the anointing, it's the presence, the power, and truth of God Almighty, whoever was, whoever will be, put on flesh and came into the natural realm so that people could actually meet the truth. And then they would write about the truth so that people could meet it. Now, so he manufactured his own blood so people can, the sins of mankind can get washed. And he left his spirit. His spirit is known as the spirit of truth. Has everybody got it? And because he is the spirit of truth, and the Bible says that the spirit is the Lord. So we know that the spirit, the Holy Spirit, is the spirit of Christ. He is the Spirit of God Almighty. God is Spirit. But we will see the fullness of everything about him as we continue to press into the truth, as we get closer and closer to him. That's where we're heading. were getting closer and closer to him. Go to verse 43. It says, the following day Jesus wanted to go to Galilee, and he found Philip and said to him, follow me. Follow me. So I want you to look at this. So those who are led by the Spirit are called sons of God, aren't they? So in this, he was what? Following him. So what was he doing? He was pressing into what? Truth, because he was following him. That's another arena where we say seek. When you seek, what are you doing? You're pressing into the truth, aren't you? Follow me. Go to Matthew 14. Matthew 14. And verse 34. Would you read it with me, please? And when they had crossed over, they came to the land of Gennesaret. Gennesaret to Karabokorasi. Did you get that? Gennesaret. Close enough. And when the men of that place recognized him, they sent out into all the surrounding region, brought to him all who were sick. Now, I want you to grab hold of this, because I know this is going to sound strange to you. Sickness is a lie. Well, people are dying of sickness, yeah, because they believe it. Is everybody okay? Compared to the truth, everything is a lie. So they brought him everyone who was sick and begged him that they might only touch the hem of his garment. And as many as touched it were made perfectly well. Why? Because they pressed into truth. And truth says that by the stripes of Jesus, they're healed. Truth says that God desires, it's a part of the benefits, bless the Lord all my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. And forget not his benefits, who forgives my sins and heals my diseases. That was in the book of Psalms. And that was even before the stripes of Jesus. But see, God is not bound by space of time. So even in the book of Isaiah, it said, and by his stripes we would be healed, because he was here before he was here. You can figure that one out later. Hallelujah. So we see here that they knew that they were pressing into truth. And if they could just press into truth and touch truth, they would be healed. If they could just touch truth. Why? Because they were touching light and they were touching life. They were not touching knowledge. They were touching the person. That's why you can have all the knowledge in the world and never know them. You may know about them, but never meet them. That's why he desires relationship. Relationship. Is everybody okay? And Matthew 6. Matthew 6. Remember, Jesus came in and he said, behold, repent, because the kingdom of God is at hand. He was talking about himself, wasn't he? Pressing into truth. In Matthew 6 and verse 33. Would you read it? It says, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Therefore, don't worry about tomorrow. For tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. Seek the kingdom and his righteousness. That means pressing into truth. Remember, the kingdom is truth. Jesus is the king of his kingdom of truth. Everything is associated with truth. Truth. You know, after my encounter with the Lord, I'm telling you, I couldn't stop saying thank you for the truth. Thank you for the truth. And it wasn't that just knowing the truth as I met the truth. See, it's not about what truth is, it's who truth is. And he is going to reveal himself to all mankind as the whole and all creation, all the universe is pressing into truth. We're headed towards him. Glory. In Philippians 3. Philippians chapter 3. In verse 7. Philippians 3:7. Let's read this together. But what things were gained to me, these I have counted loss for Christ. Now is Christ truth? Amen. Remember, Christ here means the anointing. The anointed one and his anointing. And the anointing is the eternal presence, power, and truth. So he's saying, everything I ever learned and everything I've ever gained, and even though I was a Pharisee, and my father was a Pharisee, and my uncle was a Pharisee, and his father was a Pharisee, and we were a bunch of Pharisees. All of this stuff, all of the knowledge, all of my plaques, he said, of Pharisee school, and all the Pharisee diplomas, all of those things that I had, I counted as lost, for I have gained and pressed in to truth. For the things that I have gained of Christ, I have found the truth. And it wasn't just an area of what truth is, it was who truth is. Let's go a little further. Yet indeed I also count all things lost for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ. Yes, my Lord, Jesus, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as what? Rubbish, that I may gain Christ and be found in him. Be found where? In him. The end result. The ultimate goal. To press into the truth. Not having my own righteousness, which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God, by faith, that I may know him in the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death. If by any means I may attain to the resurrection from the dead, not that I have already attained or am already perfected, but I what? I press on, or I press into truth, that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Does everybody see that? Why? Because we are constantly pressing into truth. All creation is headed to the truth, no matter what. And there isn't anyone, anything, or any circumstance that can stop pressing in to truth. So you want to be ready when you're pressing into truth, aren't you? When the ultimate truth is revealed, you certainly want to be ready. You know, so many times we kind of like struggle in the areas, man, I wish they knew the truth. Well, they're gonna. They're gonna. But this should put us in a place and position to know that we know that time is running out. And because time is running out and we're pressing into truth and light is going to expose everything, that we must be ready to do whatever it takes. Because we're getting closer, and we are closer now than we've ever been. And time has been shortened for our benefit. 1 John chapter 3. Pressing into truth. 1 John chapter 3. And verse 1. Would you read it with me? Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God. Therefore, the world does not know us because it did not know him. Why? Truth. Truth. So how are they going to know you if they didn't know him? They can only acknowledge you by knowing him. Does everybody get it? You know, many times you might have had, before you got saved, you knew people that were believers.
Yeah, man, they followed Jesus.
Bible thumpers, holy rollers, Jesus freaks. But it wasn't until you knew Christ that you were able to know them. Other than that, you didn't know them. You just knew them that they were believers, but there was... Right? And now, so the same thing's happening to you now. Hello. It's happening to you now. Oh. So you're one of those now. Yeah. See, you always reap what you sow, don't you? In verse 2. Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be. But we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Why? Because we are pressing into truth. And the reason that they couldn't know you is because they didn't know him. But now we can know one another because we know him. And everyone who has this hope in him purifies himself just as he is pure. So when he is revealed, when the ultimate time of pressing into truth manifests and he is revealed, we will be like him. We will be like him. Those who have been pressing into truth, who are now believers of truth, followers of truth. Others will not be like him. When that time of revealing is established, all of those who are unbelievers will not be like him. Only those who are believers will be like him. Only those in Christ. Amen? Ooh. Everything is headed or pressing into truth. Truth is the light of God expressed in this temporary realm through Christ, his Son and Spirit. So we're getting closer and closer to the light, even though you are the light, but there is a greater light. Colossians chapter 3. Colossians chapter 3. I really believe that the Lord is trying to bring us a reality and an understanding in the area that we are pressing into more truth. There's going to be more truth even revealed to us because there's going to be more of him revealed to us because we're getting closer to him. But as we're getting closer to him, there's going to be more stuff going on around, more circumstances. There's going to be more resistance towards you because the enemy knows that his time is short and he's going to do everything he can to try and sway us, bribe us, or kill us so we get off course in any way whatsoever. Praise God. Colossians chapter 3. Is everybody there? How are you getting visualization? In verse 1. 3:1. If then you were raised with Christ, what does it say? Seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. In other words, if you're seeking something, you're pressing in, aren't you? If you're not seeking, you're not pressing in. And when you don't press in, believe me, things are still moving. Does everybody get it? Grab hold of this vision. If all creation is still pressing in, right? And we as believers are pressing in, that means we should be seeking. So we should be getting closer, even though everything is getting closer to him. But for me and you, it is different. Because it should be a life of seeking. It's like a a ship getting closer and closer to the sun. And there will be those who are prepared that can live it, and those who will die when I get to it. So for me and you, it's a life of seeking. It's a life of pressing into the truth. It's a life. Because truth is not a what, it's a person. So we want to seek those things which are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. Verse 2. Set your what? Mind on those things above, not on the things of the earth. For you died. It didn't say you're going to die. It says you died. It's not going to say when you die. It says you died. You're to count yourself dead. So when the devil attacks you, you say, you can't kill someone that's already dead. We are to be dead already. Dead to what? Dead to yourself. Because why? We are pressing into truth, but we are seekers also of truth. So we are a part of truth. That's why we can be revealed when He is revealed, because we're already there. Come on, get the mitts out and catch this. Why? We're not bound by space and time, are we? We are already there. Do you get it? So everything is still pressing in, though, isn't it? So we are still seekers. And we must continue to. And verse 3 again, for you died. Say, everybody say, I'm dead. And your life is hidden with Christ in where? So if you're dead and your life is hidden with Christ and God, where is He? Oh, we get so carnally foolish sometimes, don't we? And don't see this. We can't focus on this arena because we get so caught up in what things are happening now. You know? We're so caught up with the things that are in our closet. I won't go there. Hallelujah. And verse 4. So when Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will what? Appear with Him in glory. Why? Because you are hidden within Him already now. You're already there.
Yes, but my brain can't comprehend this.
Yes, because your brain is still carnal. But you're already there, you are hidden in Him already, and when He's revealed, you're going to be revealed with Him. And when you are able to see Him without blowing up, you're going to be like Him. Because you're pressing into truth. Everything is... whew. See, the universe is a chunk. I'm going to use a rectangle that has been cut out of eternity. God took a universe, so you can call this piece of paper the universe. God took this out of eternity and said, there's a beginning and there's an end. This is the universe, and the universe is headed towards Him and everything in it. And we're getting closer and closer to Him. And nobody can escape. Nobody. Nobody escapes. You can't boogie from the universe even if you die. Hello? But if we accept our death right now, and we are dead, and we are hidden in the life of Christ, we're already there. See, so now that's why he says, set your mind on the things above. Set your mind on Him. Set your mind. Set these things that, wait a minute, my light affliction. I'm dead. And I'm hidden in Christ. And when I get there, even though I'm already there, but when this part gets there, I'm going to be revealed just like Him. Because I'm pressing into truth. But I am truth. Your truth. Does everybody got this? That's why you're already there and you can be revealed with Him. You are truth. His Spirit is in you, so you must be truth. I didn't say you knew all the truth. The Bible says the anointing knows all things. So if you are baptized in the Holy Ghost and the anointing, you're being led by the Spirit, you're going to know all things, aren't you? Hallelujah. Verse 5, therefore put to death your what? Your members which are what? On the earth. Does everybody see this? So even though you're in this realm, okay, you're not of this realm. Because you're dead and you're already there. So what you want to do is keep yourself from being bound here and bound in the mind and all the mindsets and all the lies and all the things that are involved here by putting your members to death, which is on the natural realm, like fornication, uncleanliness, passion, evil, desires, covetousness, which is idolatry. Because of these things, the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of what? Disobedience. In which you yourselves once walked when you lived in them, but now you yourselves are to put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of your mouth. Do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, who is renewed in the knowledge according to the image of Him who created him. Where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcised nor uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave nor free, but Christ is all and what? In all. So there's a couple things that we got to maintain. How about discipline? Consistency. Why? So we don't get sucked in and get pulled out of position while we're still pressing into the truth. One of the things you don't want to do is get removed from where you are already. 2 Chronicles 14. 2 Chronicles 14. 2 Chronicles 14 and verse 1. And it says, so Abijah rested with his fathers, and they buried him in the city of David. Then Asa, his son, reigned in his place. And in his days, the land was quiet for 10 years. Asa did what was good and right in the eyes of the Lord his God. For he removed the what? Altars of foreign gods and high places, and broke down the sacred pillars, and cut down the wooden images. Now, what was he doing? He was destroying the things that would prevent people from pressing into truth. He commanded Judah to seek the Lord God of their fathers, and to observe the law and the commandment. He also removed the high places and the incense altars from all the cities of Judah, and the kingdom was quiet under him. And he built fortified cities in Judah, for the land had rest. He had no war in those years, because the Lord had given him what? Had given him what? Rest. Hallelujah. Therefore, he said to Judah, let us build these cities and make walls around them, and towers, gates, and bars, while the land is yet before us, because we have sought the Lord our God. We have sought Him, and He has given us rest on every side. So they built and what? Prospered. They built and what? Prospered. Go to chapter 15 and verse 1. Now the Spirit of God came upon Azariah, the son of Oded, and he went out to meet Asa and said to him, hear me, and all Judah and Benjamin. The Lord is with you while you are what? With Him. If you seek Him, he will be found by you. But if you forsake him, he will what? Forsake you. For a long time, Israel has been without the what? True God, without a teaching priest, and without law. So why do you think God rescued us? So are we to be the truth of God? Are we to be teaching priests? Yes. But when in their trouble they turned to the Lord God of Israel and sought him, he was found by them. And in those times there was no peace to the one who went out, nor to the one who came in. But great turmoil was on all the inhabitants of the lands. So nation was destroyed by nation and city by city, for God troubled them with every adversity. But you be strong and do not let your hands be weak, for your work shall be what? Rewarded. In other words, don't give up. Continue to seek. Continue to press in. Listen, there's work to be done. So you may not see the fullness of your reward now. You may only see partial rewards. But I'm telling you, the end result is you will see the fullness of the reward. Go to Luke 18. Discipline, consistency, obedience, faithfulness. Luke 18. Luke 18 and verse 18. Now a certain ruler asked him, saying, "Good teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" So Jesus said to him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but one, that is God. You know the commandments. Do not commit adultery, do not murder, do not steal, do not bear false witness, honor your father and your mother." And he said, "All these things I have kept from my youth." So when Jesus heard these things, he said to him, "You still lack one thing. Sell all that you have and distribute it to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. And come and what? Follow me," or what? Press in. Press in. Seek. But when he heard this, he became very sorrowful, for he was what? Very rich. And when Jesus saw that he became very sorrowful, he said, "How hard it is for those who have riches to enter the kingdom of God. For it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God." And those who heard it said, "Who then can be saved?" And he said, "These things are impossible with men, but what? Possible with God." Then Peter said, "See, we have left it all and followed you. We have left it all. We have pressed in. We're pressing into the truth. We've done everything." And Jesus said to them, "Assuredly, I say to you, there is no one who has left house or parents or brothers or wife or children for the sake of the kingdom of God, who shall not receive many times more in this present time and in the age to come eternal life." So I want to encourage you again, quit trying to save yourself. Now you may think, man, this is a tough thing to do, but God said, for man it's impossible. But with God, it is possible. That's why we have the Spirit. That's why we are led by the Spirit of God. And we know that the age of to come, eternal life, is pressing into truth. And there is a reward waiting for us. In James 3. James 3. So you know what? You don't need to worry about your future. You're in it. James 3, verse 13. "Who is wise and understanding among you, let him show by good conduct that his works are done in a meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter envy and what? Self-seeking." So is self-seeking, that's the opposite of seeking him, isn't it? "But if you have bitterness, envy, and self-seeking in your heart, do not boast and lie against the truth." Why? Because it will prevent you from pressing into truth here, even though everything is heading towards it. but it'll prevent you from pressing into truth. It says this wisdom does not descend from above, but is earthly, sensual, and demonic. For where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and everything are there. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. Now the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. Self-seeking is of the world. They can't understand that we are pressing into truth. They don't seek truth, even though they will see it and know truth, because they will seek eventually the area when he is revealed. They will try to seek, but it will be too late, won't it? So know that self-seeking, or self-seeking, is a preservation of self. It's an area where an individual is promoting self. In Philippians chapter 2, self-seeking will prevent you from seeking. You'll spend more time doing self-seeking than seeking and pressing in. In Philippians chapter 2, pressing into truth. We know that the end results. In verse 5, would you read it with me? Philippians 2, in verse 5, it says, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of men. And being found in an appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even to the death of the cross. Therefore God highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow. Those in heaven, those on earth, and all those under the earth. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." That's the end result, isn't it? Why? Because we're pressing into truth. No one escapes it. In 2 Corinthians 4. 2 Corinthians 4. In verse 6. "For it is the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. We are what? Hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Always carrying about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body. For we who live are always delivered to death for Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal flesh. So then death is working in us, but what? Life in you." So it doesn't mean that things aren't going to be easy all the time. Amen? Has everybody got it? Just because you became a believer doesn't mean you're going to flow through everything. There will be resistance. But resistance is futile. Glory. Chapter 5. Chapter 5, verse 1. 2 Corinthians 5, 1. "For we know that if our earthly house, this tent, our body, is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we" what? "Groan, earnestly desiring to be" what? "Clothed with our habitation," which is what? "From heaven." Whoa. "If indeed, having been clothed, we shall not be found naked. For we who are in this tent groan, being burdened, not because we want to be unclothed, but further clothed, that mortality may be swallowed up by life. Now he who has prepared us for this very thing, who also has given us the Spirit a guarantee, is who?
God.
So we are always confident knowing that while we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. For we walk by what? Faith, not by sight. We are confident, yes, well pleased, rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. In other words, because we are eternal, we desire to be, every part of us desires to be in that realm. So we groan. Go to Revelation 20. Man, there's sometimes you'd be groaning for a while. I didn't say grumble. I said groan. Revelation 20. Because we are of the truth, we are pressing into truth, and we have a desire because we are truth, we want to be one with the truth. So we are pressing towards the truth. And we groan. In Revelation chapter 20 and verse 11. Is everybody there? And then I saw a great white throne and him who sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven, what? Fled away. Why? Because it got closer to light. He was revealed. And everything is heading towards him. Remember, it says that all creation is under corruption now. So as this corruption heads closer and closer to light, it's going to go away. It will disintegrate. Everything will go. Doesn't it say that everything's going to burn up? Amen. God's going to bring a whole new realm. Is everybody all right? Praise God. Let's go on. Let's read verse 11 again. Then I saw a great white throne and him who sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the what? Dead, small and great, standing before God, and books were opened. Now these are all souls, aren't they? And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged according to their works, by the things which were written in the book, so nobody escaped, did they? Because we're pressing toward into truth. Nobody escapes. The sea gave up the dead who were in it, and death and Hades, in other words, hell, delivered up the dead who were in them. And they were judged, each one according to his works. Then death and Hades were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And anyone not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Let's go to Revelation 22. And I'm going to close here. Pressing into truth. Verse 12. Would you read it with me? And behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me, to give to everyone according to his work. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. The beginning and the end. In other words, he created time, he began it, and he's going to end it. The first and the last. Blessed are those who do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter through the gates into the city. But outside are dogs and sorcerers, and sexual immoral, and murderers, and idolaters, and whoever loves and practices a lie. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright and morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, come, and let him who hears come, and let him who thirsts come. Whoever desires, let him come and take of the water of life freely. For I testify to everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book. If anyone adds to these things, God will add to him the plagues that are written in this book. And if anyone takes away the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part from the book of life, from the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. He who testifies to these things says, surely I am coming quickly. Amen. And even so, come, Lord Jesus. Again, we are pressing into truth. We are pressing into truth. Time is running out. We are getting closer and closer to Him. And everything will be exposed. There is no way to hide, no matter what or where. Listen, you're seeing a lot of things happening in this world right now. You can't stick them under the rug. You can't ignore them. Things that God is doing right now and things that He's allowing are warnings. They are constant warnings. And we must continue to press in ourselves to seek. Because no one knows the day or hour. But we know it's close. So don't fight for your life. Die. Because if you acknowledge yourself as dead, you're already there. Amen? Praise God. Father, we thank You for Your word. We are honored and blessed. And we ask for Your forgiveness in any area, Lord, where we have continuously tried to fight for our own life instead of acknowledging that we are dead. We have died and we are hidden in You. And we are grateful to know that when You are revealed, we will be like You. And when we awake from this place, we will be in Your image and likeness. What an honor and what a blessing. Now, Lord, I ask that You bless Your people and bring revelation, impartation, and favor to them. In Jesus' mighty name. And everybody said amen. Hallelujah. Be blessed.